This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. And then I'm at school, I'm having a tough day, and all of a sudden, like, I look at you and you're a 16-year-old girl and you're looking at your phone, and you're like, oh my God, did you see this? And I'm like, what is that? And then it's like, oh, this is the bowling party we did last week, and you watch this sick 1 minute clip, and they're like, wait, oh, this is for like sober like people. I need this. Vlogging is such a thing right now, especially when you're a young kid. Like, everything is documented on the phone, on the camera. You know, we had a kid working with us this summer. He's 19 years old. He's from Texas. Really cool kid. Heart, you know, like a, you know, just a cool 19-year-old. And he just, all he wanted to do all day was like take pictures and take videos. And so I think that, like, from the second perspective, from the side of the center, or the after school weekends, nights, and holidays, I think it would be the greatest opportunity that you guys would have to create a community around it, is to really encourage these 12, 13, 14, 18, 19, 21 year olds to document the whole thing. And then I'm at school, I'm having a tough day, and all of a sudden, like, I look at you and you're a 16-year-old girl and you're looking at your phone, you're like, oh my God, did you see this? And I'm like, what is that? And then it's like, oh, this is the bowling party we did last week, and you watch this sick 1 minute clip, and they're like, wait, oh, this is for like sober like people. I need this. And that's how it all starts. And then it gets shared. And then similar to what we were talking about earlier, you can actually run that content. So you have to create a Facebook page or a Facebook community. You can actually run that content against 13 to 19 year old kids that are also struggling with substance abuse, that don't even know that this thing exists. And then they find that organically in their feed, and they're like, oh, that looks fun, I want to be a part of that. I think I would probably look for a corporate sponsor first. So, and this, Fred's excellent at this, and a corporate sponsor, I would look for a sponsor. And that sponsor might be Lehigh University. That sponsor might be the local pizza shop. That spot, like, that would give you enough money to do an excursion. And then, so if you have, you know, you don't need many kids, you need 5 to 10 kids, right? And I would start by saying, this weekend of, you know, sober fun, or whatever you want to message it as, is brought to you by Verizon, or brought to you by even your organization, like, you know, or brought to you by whatever. And then what I would do is I would have 5-10 kids. I would create something cool, like a 1 or 2 minute summation, you know, summary of the weekend, and then I would go to Wells Fargo, or I would go to another, you know, you want to look for companies that in their social mission are about this thing, and there's plenty of them, right? And a lot of these, you know, corporate social responsibility departments in these companies have to give money to 501c3s. Like, they're obligated to do that. And so you know, the good thing about being here, it's probably a pretty tight-knit community. You can probably get to these heads of corporate social responsibilities pretty easily. And then you can just say, we're going to do a pilot project. It's going to be a six excursion pilot project. We'd only need $15,000 from you, or $20,000 from you. And then I would build that first. And then maybe you get 6 different sponsors to each give you $3,000 or $5,000 or $1,000, whatever you can get initially to start to create that portfolio of work. And that portfolio of work is basically what I described at the beginning, which is the kids documenting, creating, and turning into a beautiful piece of content. And they love it.
Right.
And they love it. And like, it gives them a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
So, and empowerment, mm-hmm, and creation,
right,
and unbarred creativity.
Right.
It's what they can't do at school.
Right. Right.
It's everything that they can't do at school.
Right.
Right? Where there's draw inside of the lines, right, do this, memorize this, regurgitate this.
Right.
It's like it's funny. You're actually starting to create your own university right now with this idea.
Right.
This is the first step to creating the university. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is actually cool. This is the video production part,
right,
of the school. You know, do you feel limited in your school? Do you feel like, you know, the brain power that you're trying to suppress in school is leading you to want to escape into some other thing, usually drugs and alcohol? Like, people are usually so, they feel so suppressed in their everyday life that they have to escape it somehow. Yeah. And they go into it. So why not offer them the alternative escape, right? So that's the first thing that I would do in terms of the kids. And then in terms of raising funds, I think I would start pretty, like, you could actually start pretty small and say, here are the things that we do. And then once you build a portfolio of 6 videos or 10 pieces of content, then you can say, you know, you can start to look for some themes. And this is probably what's going to happen. Every single time that a kid shoots a story, you're going to start to see themes. You're going to start to see what's important to them. So is it community? Is it, where do you guys want to go? Where would you want to do the next field trip and why? And then it's like, oh, I want to go to the farm because I want to learn about local food. Or I want to go to the movie theater because I want to learn about screenwriting. Or I want to learn about whatever the case may be. And from there, you can actually start to think about, okay, here's the themes that are happening. The 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 themes that these kids are picking that are interesting to them. And then you can actually build the school around that. So you can go to a larger sponsor and you can say, here's what we've done. In the last 3 months, we've organized 6 events. These 6 events have been A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What we've learned from those is that in these 6 events, here are the skills and the interests that people have. And so we're beginning to create curriculum around those skills that have been influenced and directed by the peer groups. It's like the best of homeschooling, right? It's like the best of. Like, so it's not 5 of us deciding what a 13-year-old wants. It's the 13-year-old deciding what a 13-year-old wants and letting them literally create that whole experience, because that's going to give them the creative stimulation that they need. Here's another idea. I would actually, because there are plenty of people that are public about their drug use, I would actually leverage those people. So, you know, there's several layers of this, right? There's the people that are in it and trying to get out of it. There are the people that are recently out of it that are probably not totally comfortable talking about it yet. Then there are the people that are out of it, and they are fine talking about it, right? So I would figure out a way to use all of those groups. The bottom group, maybe they're not ready to be filmed, and that's fine. The last thing you want to do is make people feel forced into something. But there's this top group, and then I would actually even think about starting a podcast and a TV show. And I know that there's no money, but this is where you guys can just literally do it on an iPhone or get an intern that is recently out or in it, right? And let the idea here is to let them be instrumental in the content creation process, because you don't have funds and they need something to do. So from there, what I would say is, they start to create content, and what they do is you can all help them. All of you can help them figure out who are the leaders in the community that did have a drug or alcohol problem in the past that overcame it. Because the only people that, I mean, from what I've seen, the best way for someone that has a drug problem to get out of a drug problem is to find someone who also was in their shoes. Like, me telling you to stop using drugs means nothing to you because I didn't have a drug, you know what I mean? So you need to find that, and then what you're going to do here is you're building a successful network of people that have had a drug problem that no longer do. They're potential donors, by the way. Exactly. Number one. Number two, they, if they're influential, are going to start sharing the work that you're doing, so other people are going to see it. So you need to create content around the idea of, I was there too, I'm out now, here's how I got out. But not only that, not just that, you can't stop there, because then it's like a pedestal, then it's, there's a, it's like, let's organize an event together. You need those people to be a part of the event. And then you need the 13-year-old that doesn't want to be on camera to be content creating behind the camera, so that they're given that sense of purpose, but you're still hitting all the check marks of what you need to be doing to build the two things that you want to build. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.